Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, I needed this. How about this for a little 4 p.m. pick-me-up? You guys ready? I think you are. It's time for a little cinnamon gum. Cinnamon! I see what you did there, Sam. Everybody, all together now. Cinnamon gum! You edited that, Sam. Sneaky, sneaky.
Naughty boy.
You guys, we still have yet to get Steve Perry on the show.
We have. I really wanted to showcase your singing abilities. That's why I was trying to cut it out right at your peak moment.
It's funny because I wait till he starts singing.
Why don't you arrange it? You have all the contacts.
I know. I need to get on that.
I was listening to him on the way in today.
Foolish heart.
Actually, I was listening to...
It is just going to be a 45-minute argument about whether or not he says cinnamon gum, right?
Well, I think you mean 4 to 5 seconds when he confirms that he is indeed singing.
Nice.
Cinnamon gum.
See what you did there. That was good. Smooth.
No, I was listening to their best record that nobody else considers their best record, Raised on Radio.
Oh, that is, I have not heard that one.
1986.
The text line is demanding that we play some games. I'm feeling like...
We are going to do that.
I feel like...
I think it's a great game day.
What the text line wants.
Because this is a day where nobody's working except us.
Yeah, it's America's birthday hangover day.
America!
And, So Children's Mercy says 20 kids showed up last night with injuries due to fireworks. What do you got in there, Sam?
The University of Kansas Health System got 35.
So that is 55. Is that just kids?
No, that would be victims, as they are calling them, ranging from 6 to 73 years old.
73? Come on, man. You know better. So that's 55 people that we know of. That's just at two hospitals.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot more numbers coming in and more fireworks tonight and tomorrow. A lot of the public firework displays were canceled last night because of the rain. Not the Lorraine last night.
Oh, my God. And by the way, three houses caught on fire yesterday.
And an apartment building.
In Kansas City. And I sit outside and I just watch and monitor. I'm not a fireworks guy. Never got into them. Couldn't care less. Quite frankly, I don't like them.
I will say I did see a couple of big firework explosions that were iffy.
I was... As
by iffy, you mean legal?
Like dicey, they were, iffy?
They, you know, they're supposed to go up.
Dangerously close.
Yeah, they're supposed to go up, and they went
sideways.
Kind of up and not straight up.
Things went sideways.
Yeah. I'm just going to be honest. There were a lot of kids lighting off fireworks in my neighborhood last night, and I didn't see a lot of adults outside.
Got to start them young, you know?
I was out in KCK where everything,
literally everything,
was blown up from the ground up. Like, I was like, oh, free show. No matter which way, I could look left. I could look right.
No.
Didn't matter.
When I was dating She Who Shall Not Be Named, we would go to her sister's house in Turner in KCK. I have never been more afraid for my own safety and life than I was on the 4th of July in Turner.
Well, I told you, we were down in Brookside, and the entire drive out of the Brookside area was just smog. It was like driving through a bad weather day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but it was so
like
cool.
You were driving through Beijing.
Oh, yeah. But what?
They have horrible smog.
Oh, gotcha. L.A. in the summer.
Yeah.
Well, last night when I was driving home from KCK, I made the mistake of turning my high beams on, and I was like, can't see, because there was so much snow, so much smoke.
Yeah. All right, we will do mixtape at 4:20.
Okay.
So we're going to have to move quickly.
Are we just doing mixtape?
We can do feud at 4:45 if you want. Family Feud.
Michael Mackey, you up for it?
Why don't we do this? So we have more time to get our songs organized. We'll do mixtape at 4:45.
Fine.
Okay.
And then can you get enough questions ready to go for Family Feud at 4:20?
I can have them open by 4:11.
Okay. All right. So here are your categories for 4:45.
All right.
Are you ready?
All right.
These are good ones. Never before used on the show.
Oh goody.
How exciting.
Mm-hmm. Best, and by the way, Physical by Olivia Newton-John is not allowed. Best song for an 80s aerobics class. Physical by Olivia Newton-John is not allowed. Okay.
Fine.
Category number two. Best song about California. Best song about California. Category number three. Might want to grab your pen for this one. This one's a long one. What song plays as you run away with the bride at a wedding that you just interrupted? Groom and Family in Hot Pursuit. What song plays as you run away with the bride at a wedding you just interrupted? Groom and Family in Hot Pursuit. Got them, boys?
Got them.
Okay.
That last one is a long one.
I know.
I like it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's see what else we got here. They're talking about when they're going to break ground at the new Buc-ee's in KCK.
Exciting stuff.
Very exciting. This is breaking news, ladies and gentlemen.
I went to Buc-ee's when I was just outside Austin, and it was...
I've been to that Buc-ee's.
It was amazing.
The one between Austin and San Antonio.
That's the one.
I've been there. The unified government of Wyandotte County is negotiating a development agreement with Buc-ee's, the massive travel center known for its brisket, beef jerky, and more gas pumps than you can count. Late last week, KCTV5 met with the Wyandotte County Administrator, David Johnston, about the recent star bonds that were signed to bring a professional sports team to Kansas. Said the county hasn't heard anything from the state on involvement yet, but other developments are happening in the county. He said groundbreaking could begin sometime this year. It'll be located at I-70 and 110th Street, a 57-acre property. Good night.
43 acres of that will be the gas pumps.
Have you ever been to one?
Yeah, I went to the one. So I actually did not realize that I was going to be getting so close to it, the one down in Springfield. But when I drove down for the eclipse in Arkansas, I ended up going within about 8 miles of that Buc-ee's, and you better believe I took a detour.
It is redonkulous.
It was sweet.
What are those weird, the little beaver Buc-ee, what are the little corn nugget things that they have? They have these little corn nuggets in every flavor.
Like corn nuts?
No, they're like corn puffs. You can get them in savory or sweet. I can't remember the name of them, but I just went to town. Once I discovered what those were, I was like, oh, these are great.
I'll have to check them out the next time I'm there.
Well, they have them in every, you name it, they have the flavor for it. Yum.
Their snack wall is insane. Actually, insane. It's, I'm going to call it overwhelming.
It's a mall. You know that burnt orange Texas Longhorns t-shirt I wear every once in a while? Got that at a Buc-ee's.
Hmm.
Right outside of Austin, Texas.
My friend that I stayed with was wearing pajamas that she got at Buc-ee's. Beaver nuggets from the text line. Thank you, text line. Beaver nuggets in every flavor. I got salted caramel. But you could also get cheddar or, say, ranch or...
Text line says they're candied pecans.
No, they're corn puffs.
Okay.
At least I think they're corn puffs.
913-586-7798. When we get back, Family Feud between Scott Parks.
God help me.
And the chronic loser.
Hey.
Mike, what? Is he not?
The always fighting a good fighter.
Okay, Sam, it's like 37-1.
Two.
Thank you for giving me that extra one. I think I cheated on that one, too.
Well, we extended the score. But yeah, anyway.
Okay, good talk.
Michael Mackey from Get Lost on Kansas City's PBS, filling in today for Dana Wright here on Dana and Parks. Hey, before we get to Family Feud, I have a run, do not walk. And we watched it yesterday morning during the holiday. The new Beverly Hills Cop movie, which is basically Beverly Hills Cop 4.
You actually made a Facebook post about this.
But it's called Beverly Hills Cop Axel F. It's only available on Netflix. It is not, it's my understanding, is not in theaters. Is absolutely fantastic. A lot of the old actors from the 80s and even that awful 94 movie they made, Beverly Hills Cop 3, are back. Judge Reinhold's in it. Taggart's in it.
Bronson Pinchot.
What's his face?
Sven.
The guy in the art gallery.
Surge.
Surge is in it.
Sven.
It is fantastic.
Okay.
I think it is the second best Beverly Hills Cop movie.
That is high praise.
Would you recommend it over Bad Boys Ride or Die?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought it was better than Bad Boys Ride or Die.
And you can watch it at home.
Has anyone seen A Quiet Place, the new one?
My oldest daughter's watching it right now.
I have not, but I am very interested.
All right. I'm going this evening, I think. I'm going to fly solo because I tend to
go into the movies by yourself.
I love it.
One of the best activities to do by yourself.
Especially scary movies. Huh. Anyway.
Okay.
Are we ready?
We are ready to play a little Family Feud. Sam, whenever you're ready, we need to test buzzers.
I believe we're ready.
Go ahead, Michael.
Ready.
Love good it. Volume.
Okay. You know, mine's always a little too loud, so go ahead and pop me down a little bit.
You're down a little bit.
Okay.
Still too hot. One more time.
A little bit more.
One more time.
Okay, that's better.
Okay. All right. Do you have your scorecard ready, sir?
I have my scorecard right now.
All yes. Right.
All right.
I'm ready to roll.
It is 37-2, soon to be 37-3.
You guys know how the game is played. Top five, well, actually, for this list, it varies, but the top certain number of answers will be on the board. Point values always double.
Of course.
Of course.
Are we ready to begin?
Yes.
Duh.
Top four answers are on the board. What is a common fear that many people have? Michael Mackey.
Oh, really?
Spiders.
Number two answer on the board.
Heights.
Number one answer on the board. Three and four were public speaking and flying.
Off to our typical start.
Wow.
Top five answers are on the board. What is a common item people forget to take with them?
Go ahead.
Umbrella.
Go ahead and finish the question, and I get first dibs.
With them when they leave the house.
Phone.
Number two answer on the board, Michael Mackey.
Purse.
Scott Parks gets this one. Number one was keys. Oh. Three was wallet. And sunglasses at number four.
Okay.
Top four answers are on the board. Name a household chore that nobody likes to do. Scott Parks.
Clean dishes.
Number two answer on the board.
Laundry.
Number four answer on the board. Number one was cleaning the bathroom. Vacuuming came in at third.
Oh.
Let's scroll down here. Let's pick a random one. We're going to go with top five answers are on the board. Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife.
The dough.
Michael Mackey.
Ooh. I'm sorry, what was the question?
Name something in a bakery that a baker might call his wife.
Cookie?
Why don't we go to a different one, okay. Sam? That's a little bizarre.
These are supposed to be directly from the game. That was
a weird
question.
Were the answers, honey?
Honey was number one answer on the board. Oh. Sweetie, cupcake, muffin, sugar.
That one was stupid.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right.
Top five answers are on the board. Name something in a person's closet that only comes out on special occasions. Are you even hitting your buzzer? Scott Parks.
Tuxedo.
Number one answer on the board.
What's the score, you guys? I wasn't paying attention because I'm not playing this game.
Clearly.
I went to go get a latte.
It's 4-0, Michael.
Oh, fun.
Top five answers are on the board. Name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game.
Beer.
Number five.
Whoa!
You got four options.
Names cars?
Number one answer on the board, Michael Mackey.
Congratulations, brother.
What's the score?
4-1.
Don't call it a comeback.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years.
Been here for years. Mama said knock you out.
Top five answers are on the board. If your dog runs away, name something that you might be surprised he took with him. Scott Parks.
His leash.
Number two answer on the board.
Let's see. Hold on. I'm thinking a toy.
Not in the top five.
Okay, 5-1. We have to endure this for another 5 minutes?
No, we don't. It's over. I'm done. Stick a fork in me.
Top four answers are on the board. Name one reason that someone...
It's
going
to be 37-3.
Name one reason that someone might ride their bike to work. Michael Mackey.
Their car is out of gas.
Number one answer on the board. No car.
Oh, really? Where was DUI?
Not on the board.
Oh.
Rough crowd.
All right, 2-5. Top five answers are on the board. Name the qualities of a bad boss. Scott.
Yelling.
Not quite. Michael?
Oh.
Unfair, like favoritism?
Okay, next question.
Okay.
The answers were micromanagement, incompetency, anger.
Well, that's what yelling is.
Yeah, that's why I said not quite.
I think they would have given me that one.
All right.
Top five answers are on the board. Name something that shakes, rattles, and rolls. Michael Mackey.
A baby toy.
A rattle.
A rattle.
Number two answer on the board.
Shakes, rattles, and rolls?
Yeah.
An earthquake?
Not on the list.
Okay.
Old car was the number one answer.
It's 5-3, by the way.
Top five answers are on the board. Other than feet, name something that runs. Keep it clean.
Water.
Number one answer on the board.
And my poo.
A car?
I already got the number one answer, Michael.
But what was car?
Car was number two. Refrigerator was number three. Nose, number four.
Oh, nose.
My bowel.
How did I know that's what you were thinking while you laughed?
Keep going.
Top five answers are on the board. Name something that people might only do once a week.
Go to the grocery store. Number are you even playing?
Two. He's not hitting his buzzer.
Something they only do once a week.
Correct.
Go to the mailbox?
not on the list.
Hmm.
Number one was laundry, exercise, go to church, and mow the yard. Rounding out the top five.
All right, running out of time. Let's go.
All right, one more. Top five answers are on the board. Name another word people say for rear end. Michael Mackey.
What?
Tushy. Tush.
Scott Parks.
Butt.
Number one answer on the board.
Tushy. Tuckus.
Also on the list, arse. Backside, that's derriere, and bottom.
Pain in my.
That's right.
As in, this game was a giant pain in my arse.
For honorable mention, in the number six slot, we had Heine.
Tushy! Guess what? When we come back, my interview with Tom Bailey from the Thompson Twins, and we're going to pretend that this last segment never happened.
Also, Festivus Friday, coming your way, the airing of the grievances right after the 5 o'clock news here on Dana and Parks.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I love this song.
Everyone does. All right. Facts are facts, people. In the mid-80s, the Thompson Twins were inescapable. They were a staple. They were literally in perma rotation on MTV back in the day when MTV played music videos. And that is how I became acquainted with them, with hits like A Doctor Doctor that we just heard and Hold Me Now. And after they broke up, the lead singer, the front man, Tom Bailey, went on to release some electronica albums and some other types of dance music. But now, for the last decade, he has been flying solo as the new wave of nostalgia has come back. And this weekend, the Thompson Twins, Tom Bailey of the Thompson Twins, along with the Plimsolls and the lovely team from Men Without Hats, and who's the other one who sang? I can't remember. Thomas Dolby. I just forgot his name. That one hit wonder.
Anyway, she blinded me with science.
Anyway, they will be here this Sunday, and I got the chance to talk with one, Mr. Tom Bailey, bless his heart, this past week, and he was quite chatty about a number of things. But the first question I wanted to know was, and this is simply because he had really, 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 really good hair, but I wanted to know, Tom Bailey, how did you achieve that hair?
Okay, the 80s were a mystical, magical, larger-than-life time, as was your hair, Thomas Bailey. Was that all hairspray or mousse or what? What was going on?
We tried every trick in the book. I think the guys from The Cure, or was it maybe Susie and the Banshees, let their secret out, which is to lie on a bed and hang your head over the end and have someone paste sugar water into it, you know, and then you lie there until it dries, and then when you stand up, you've got this great... But I have to say, Alana was more of an expert in that department because she really did stack up the hair.
Alana's hair had hair. I mean, she had... And she had it shaved, I remember that. Oh, I'm a product of the 80s. I know all the things.
You know all the sordid details. You know where the bodies are buried.
I do know where the bodies are buried. I am a product of the 80s. So, fun fact, the Thompson Twins, they were at Live Aid, and little known fact, they were up during Madonna's segment. And so it's kind of become a commonplace question for one Mr. Tom Bailey. Why did they sing backing vocals for Madonna, and why did Madonna sing backing vocals for the Thompson Twins? It's the question he's always asked. And so I tried to steer away from it and just asked him what he remembered about that day.
We talked about Live Aid extensively because the 40th anniversary is next year, and you appeared alongside Madonna. So what do you remember most about that day?
It was intense and an amazing event. I mean, those things roll along with an energy of their own. You know, you just have to roll with it. Otherwise, the whole thing is uncontrollable. We had a great time. We had an amazing band, which we kind of put together at the last minute because we asked to play in Philadelphia rather than London. So we ended up with this superstar band made mostly from David Letterman's house band. And a few friends, including Steve Stevens from Billy Idol's band, Nile Rodgers, who was producing with us at the time, and Madonna, who we just met, you know. So, yeah, it was one of those friendly things where you say, oh, let's sing backing vocals on each other's sets. And Madonna and we agreed to do that. And then it's the question I get asked in every interview for the rest of my life.
Which is?
You know, what was it like? How come you get to play with Madonna? You know, it was a minor detail on the day, and it ends up being so important.
Because she wasn't Madonna at that point. Like, you guys were bigger stars than she was at the time.
I like to think I gave her a break.
Oh, that British humor. It's funny because we also talked about how they were playing outside at Grinders on Sunday, and it has since moved to the Uptown. And I joked, I go, the last time you were in town, young man, it poured. He was playing here back in 2018, I think, with the B-52s and with Culture Club, and it was a monsoon. And so he was hoping for better weather.
What do you do with these interviews?
Oh, all my interviews are for The Pitch.
So you ready for The Pitch?
Yeah. So if you guys would like to read the interview in its entirety, you can read that in The Pitch. It just came out this week. Also, I joked with him. I was like, so you guys are playing with Men Without Hats, and I feel like my entire life has been a lie, because the last time Men Without Hats were in town,
they wore hats.
He came out in a cowboy hat.
That is not acceptable.
That is not acceptable. And he said, oh, Ivan does that sort of ironic thing all the time. Maybe because Ivan doesn't have any hair anymore.
You know, and a lot of these bands only have one or two or three members left from the original lineup. Right. And I'm totally fine with that. That doesn't bother me at all. But it is amazing to me how many bands from when you and I were growing up are still touring. You know, I went and saw Night Ranger 2 months ago.
How'd they sound?
They sounded brilliant. Three original members still in the band out of five.
Good.
It was a bucket list show for my brother and me. They were great. You know, I mean, later this year, I'm going to go see Great White and Slaughter. I mean, these guys are still around. It's crazy.
Who's Slaughter?
Up all night. Sleep all day.
It was a hair metal band. Well, next week, I'll be coming out with my... I also got a chance to interview one Mr. Howard Jones. Because he is coming in August.
Yes, I saw that.
So it is...
Who's opening up for him? Do you remember?
With Howard Jones?
Yes. Ah, dang it. I got too many windows open for mixtape. I can't.
There's a lot going on. Well, really, doesn't matter. I mean, it's Howard Jones. So that's really all I need. So he was lovely too. And that interview will come out in the pitch next week. I've just been crushing it. So now that I found out that Animotion is coming to Kansas City, it is game on. I'm going to get an interview.
How do you get these interviews?
I scrape and scrapple and claw.
Dana's really good at doing that too. I mean, I cannot find these people.
I do not take no for an answer. I'm like a just bad penny. I just keep showing up. In fact, I was genuinely bummed because I was on the short list to interview Ann Wilson from Heart. Because
she got cancer.
I know she's having chemotherapy, so they postponed their tour. So I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. I'm sending good vibes and good juju and healing karma to Ann Wilson. And hopefully when she gets done with chemotherapy, she'll be back. The Heart and Ann and Nancy will be back on tour and I'll get a chance to interview her. So, yeah.
Do you just bombard them on Twitter or something until they can't
take it anymore? No, I just reach out.
Until they can't take it anymore?
I literally reach out to the publicists, and I am like a pesky gnat.
Relentless.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even get my old journalism buddy Bill Glass on the phone.
Salespeople work on a code of three no's as an absolute no. Michael Mackey just doesn't have a threshold. It's just
I really don't.
Oh, was that another no? Okay, we'll try again.
Okay, I'll call back tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, another one? No, I'll talk tomorrow.
All right, I'll call. I'll be back on Monday.
I was supposed to interview Sarah McLachlan, and I got the please stop emailing me.
Really?
No, it was just like she said no. So when I said Sarah McLachlan herself told me no. Yes, fine.
That had to hurt a little bit.
It stung. I'm dead. I'm determined.
And then you blew her up on Twitter.
Right. I'm determined to interview Martin Fry with ABC, and Haircut 100 are opening for Howard Jones.
What's the one interview you've never done?
Dolly.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Dolly, if you're listening, call me because...
She's a huge fan.
I'm a huge fan of myself and Dolly, so... Yeah, Madonna's right up there too, but Dolly is the
You've never interviewed Madonna?
The pinnacle, the zenith, no. But other than those two, you name it, I've interviewed them.
Huh.
So, yeah. And soon to be one of the members of Animotion. Who else is coming with that? Animotion and who?
So it's Animotion, Flock of Seagulls.
I've already interviewed him. Mike something.
God dang it. Why am I forgetting the other two? We looked it up earlier today. I'm having a massive brain fart again.
But I have to say, Thomas Dolby is probably my least favorite on that bill.
Oh, without a doubt.
But I'm obsessed with Tom Bailey. But don't tell Thomas Dolby that.
Okay.
Are you still trying to guess it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Naked Eyes and Wang Chung.
That's right.
Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
All right, we're going to do mixtape when we get back. Category number one, best song for an 80s aerobic class. Category number two, best song about California. And number three, what song plays as you run away with the bride at a wedding you just interrupted, groom and family in hot pursuit. We need three judges. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
Some slowdowns happening northbound 71 into the downtown area. About the only other brake lights we're seeing is eastbound 10. That's on the Kansas side. And that starts a little after Kill Creek Road, but things smooth out by the time you get to Canyon Creek Boulevard. I'm Lori Pearson in the KMBZ Traffic Center.
All right, let's do this. We got to move quickly because we have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. It is brought to you by Q39. Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances right after 5 o'clock. Dustin, hello, my friend.
Hello there.
Are you ready to be a judge?
Sure thing.
Okay, the category is best song for an 80s aerobics class. Okay?
Okay.
All right, here is suggestion number one.
Okay.
You got it?
I got it.
Okay, Dead or Alive, You Spin Me Round and Round. Here is song number two.
Okay.
You got it?
Yep.
The Go-Go's, they got the beat. Or we got the beat. Here is song number three. Okay, so it is Dead or Alive, The Go-Go's, or Technotronic.
Also, Dustin, did you do aerobics in the 80s? I feel like you did.
He still does it.
I was born in 1990, my friend.
Oh, my gosh. You're a youngin'.
Bless. So you did aerobics in the 90s, Dustin, is what
you're
saying.
I gotta go with the last one.
Pump up the jam.
Technotron, this one?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much, my friend. Dustin,
thank you.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. That's Scott Warren.
How did I not pick Pump Up the Jams? What was I thinking?
1989.
To be fair, I've been so busy this hour, I'm picking these on the fly, baby.
Baby.
What do you think I'm doing in here? Laying back and relaxing?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Oh, up next. All right. Tough crowd. Hi, Austin.
Austin and Paola. Hello.
How's it going?
It's going well. You ready for your category?
Let's roll.
All right. Best song about California. You ready?
All right.
Here we go.
Sir.
Here's song number one. Okay, David Lee Roth, California Girls, a Beach Boys remake. Here is song number two. Oh. Very interesting. All right. So we've got David Lee Roth, California Girls, the Beach Boys, California Girls, and here is song number three. Okay, so we've got David Lee Roth, California Girls, Beach Boys, California Girls, and Mamas and Papas, California Dreamin'.
To be fair, it's the first time I've heard all three of those songs. I'm going to go with the Beach Boys.
Beach Boys.
Thank you very much, Austin.
All right, Austin. Sam Stevie is now on the board.
Got to go with the original, Scott. David Lee Roth.
Okay. Oh, Austin, who has never heard any of those songs before. Bless. All right.
All right. Let's go to Ed.
Hi,
in
Ed.
North Kansas City. Ed, hello. Ed? Ed?
Yeah.
Hi, buddy. Hi.
Ed!
Are you ready to play mixtape?
I am.
All right. Here is your category, Ed. What song plays as you run away with the bride at a wedding you just interrupted? The groom and his family are now in hot pursuit. Okay?
Gotcha.
All right. Here is song number one. All right, there it is. Bon Jovi's Runaway. Okay?
Gotcha.
All right, keep in mind, you're running away with the bride. Very appropriate. Right. Here is song number two. Okay. All right. All right. Slade, run away.
Right.
Okay. You remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Here is the third choice to choose from. Okay, Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney, The Girl Is Mine. So is it Bon Jovi, Runaway, Slade, Runaway, or Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney, The Girl Is Mine?
No, Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney, not a chance. It's Bon Jovi.
Ooh, ooh! Sam with the big win today.
Congratulations, Sam.
I'll take it.
Wow. I thought for sure the Michael Jackson would nail it. Dang it.
You put up a great fight, Michael Mackey.
No, he didn't. He didn't get a single point.
Hey, okay. Whoa,
hey,
all right.
Trying to be a good sport here. Trying to shake hands at the end of the game. You're over here just punching people.
If there wasn't a glass partition between Scott and I right now, I would hurl what is left of my iced coffee.
You know I love you.
I tolerate you.
All right, we got Festivus Friday coming your way in just a moment.
Festivus Friday.
Lines are open. 913-586-7798. Brought to you by Q39. 586-7798.
Ooh, she's a little
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.